Chapter 6, Lights in the Sky. When morning came, Evercloud got up and ran to his uncle's cave to wake his cousin, Riverpaw. There were no lessons to attend today, and he was eager to tell Riverpaw what had happened the night before.
"Wake up, you mountain of fur!"
Evercloud pushed his cousin's shoulder. Riverpaw slowly rolled over and scowled at Evercloud.
"This had better be a dream," Riverpaw said.
"Come on, get up, let's go fishing."
Evercloud bent low and whispered into his cousin's ear.
"I attended the emergency meeting last night."
Riverpaw shot up, wide-eyed, but Evercloud put his finger to his mouth. The young bear understood, and then they both made for the cave's exit.
"Not so fast, you two,"
White Claw said from behind them.
"We're only going fishing," Riverpaw said.
White Claw gave Evercloud and Riverpaw a knowing look.
"Evercloud, I don't expect for a minute that you wouldn't share what happened last night with your cousin," White Claw said. "But by the Everflame, don't let anyone else hear you."
"We'll go far into the forest, Uncle," Evercloud said. "I promise."
"This must be good," Riverpaw whispered.
The cousins made their way from the mountain as fast as they could. They wove down the road past bears pulling carts and elderly bears out for a morning stroll. One grizzled old bear cursed them as they bolted past. When they had made it to the forest at the base of Gray Mountain, they slowed to catch their breath. It was a beautiful day and very warm. The forest might be full of other bears on a day like this, so neither of them spoke to each other until they had walked another mile.
"So, out with it," Riverpaw said. "We're in the clear. What happened?"
Evercloud told Riverpaw everything, and the bear's eyes grew wide with surprise. He couldn't believe what he was hearing.
"So they finally told you," Riverpaw said. "I didn't think they ever would."
"How long have you known about the ancients?" Evercloud asked.
"It's been years," Riverpaw confessed. "They told us about the ancients when we were young, but everyone had to swear to keep it from you, under penalty of death."
Evercloud chuckled.
"Death? Come on." "I'm serious, Evercloud," Riverpaw said. "They scared us pretty good."
"Well, it doesn't matter anyway," Evercloud said, swiping casually at a low-hanging branch. "They're not going to let me do anything about it."
"It's too bad," Riverpaw said. "I wish the king had let Father and I look for the ancient. That would be a great adventure."
Evercloud and Riverpaw had almost made their way to the stream when their stomachs started to grumble.
"I'm starving," Riverpaw moaned. "Sit on the bank of the stream and I'll catch us a meal."
"I know how to catch fish," Evercloud said indignantly.
"I didn't say you didn't," Riverpaw said. "But by the time you find a long stick and sharpen the point, I'll have us a meal already."
"Well, when you put it that way," Evercloud shrugged. Riverpaw chuckled and slowly crept into the stream while Evercloud sat down on the bank and tossed a stone into the air. He watched his cousin standing in the water with the sunlight sparkling on its surface. The air was hot and dry, and the day had a dreamlike haze to it. One sudden splash later, and Riverpaw had caught a fish. He tossed it to Evercloud, and it wasn't long before Riverpaw had caught another. They ate their fish, and then sprawled on the grassy bank to stare at the clouds.
"So," Riverpaw said, "you must be pretty excited to start this whole plan for peace thing, huh? I mean, it's gonna make you pretty important."
"To tell you the truth," Evercloud said, "I really wish I didn't have to do it. I just don't know what everyone thinks I'm going to be able to do."
"Well, aren't you at least excited to meet some other humans?"
Riverpaw asked and yawned. "No, not really." Evercloud watched a butterfly flit through the air. He knew he wasn't a child anymore, but he didn't know if he was ready for this responsibility.
"What if I don't know how to be human?"
Riverpaw didn't respond, so Evercloud continued. "The kingdom is all I can remember. What if I don't know how to be like a human anymore? Maybe I've been gone too long. I don't know, Riverpaw. What do you think?"
"Riverpaw?"
Riverpaw had fallen asleep and was snoring. Evercloud played with the grass between his fingers and toes.
"You're right," Evercloud said. "I shouldn't worry about it."
Evercloud laughed as his eyelids grew heavy. The sun was so bright. The day was almost perfect, just as if it had been drawn from the pages of a fairy tale. As Evercloud fell asleep, the clouds formed a shape in his mind. They seemed to take the shape of a man.
Bachnar said that men are dead. Men are dead, Bachnar said. Bachnar said that hope is dead and lost forevermore.
What? What did you say, Riverpaw? Evercloud sat up and rubbed the sleep from his eyes. He didn't know how long he'd been sleeping, and Riverpaw was still asleep next to him.
Wake up, Riverpaw. I heard something.
Evercloud shook his cousin, and as he did, he heard the voice again.
Bachnar said that men are dead. Men are dead, Bachnar said. Bachnar said that hope is dead and lost forevermore.
There it is again, Evercloud said. Did you hear it?
Hear what?
Riverpaw was groggy and slow to his feet. Once he had his senses about him, he saw Evercloud walking away from him into the forest.
Hey, where are you going?
He called. I think it's coming from over here, Evercloud said.
What are you talking about?
Riverpaw grumbled as he followed Evercloud through the forest. Riverpaw trailed his cousin for a couple minutes and was just about to stop when he heard the voice himself. Evercloud was a few paces in front of him, and the bear saw him stoop to the forest floor and cup something in his hands.
What is it?
Riverpaw asked. It's a mouse, Evercloud answered, and opened his hands to reveal a small white mouse. The mouse looked at Evercloud and spoke.
Bachnar said that you were dead.
Evercloud and Riverpaw stared wide-eyed at the mouse.
But you look alive to me.
Ask it a question, Riverpaw whispered.
Do you speak of Bachnar the dragon? Evercloud asked.
That depends, the mouse said. Who wants to know?
We do. My name is Evercloud, and this is my cousin Riverpaw. Tell me, mouse, has the ancient returned?
Put me down first, the mouse said.
Evercloud put the mouse on the ground, and it looked back up at him.
Bachnar has never left,
the mouse said, and scurried away, disappearing underneath the roots of a nearby tree.
Wait, Evercloud called. Where can I find him? Mouse, come back! Evercloud, Riverpaw said, we have to tell your father. We have to tell the king what just happened.
You're right. Evercloud smiled and patted his cousin on the shoulder. Let's go. Riverpaw smiled back at him.
Get on my back. I'll run all the way to the castle, and you could shout to everyone we see what we've discovered.
Evercloud leapt onto Riverpaw's back, and they were off. They flew past the trees, and Evercloud whooped into the air. The wind felt so good on his face, he couldn't remember the last time he had felt this happy. This discovery would change everything that had been discussed the night before. Evercloud was sure that finding the ancients would now become a priority over the plan for peace. What was peace between bears and humans, when there could be peace throughout the whole world?
The ancients live!
Evercloud shouted to the sky, wanting to believe. Soon, Riverpaw and Evercloud broke clear of the forest and onto the roads of Grey Mountain. The roads were filled with bears, and Evercloud shouted to everyone in sight. However, no one seemed to notice them. They were all staring blankly up at the sky. Riverpaw stopped running and skidded to a halt.
Evercloud, look, Riverpaw said.
Evercloud and Riverpaw looked into the sky and saw what everyone else stared at. Riverpaw, Evercloud said with his mouth wide,
what is that?
Floating hundreds of feet above the Everflame was what looked like a giant ball of lightning. Everyone stood petrified, unable to believe what they saw. The electric orb moved slowly to the north, and when Evercloud squinted, it looked as though the figure of a man stood in the middle of the light.
I've never seen that before,
Riverpaw said.
We'd better find my father, Evercloud said. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Immediately, Riverpaw ran toward the castle. It seemed as though everything was silent except for Riverpaw's pads against the stone. It was as if time stood still all around them. Evercloud continued to look in the sky, and he noticed dusk had fallen on the mountain.
We haven't been gone that long, have we? He wondered.
The giant ball was bright against the violet sky, but Evercloud couldn't find the setting sun. All of a sudden, he wasn't so sure it was dusk, or if it was some sort of illusion created by the electric orb. The air was warm, but a chill ran the length of Evercloud's spine. He felt vulnerable, as if a line had been crossed and now there was no going back. He swallowed hard and hung on to Riverpaw as tightly as he could. Soon the cousins approached the castle and the doors swung inward. Riverpaw ran until he was inside the castle walls and then stopped before two guards barring the way. "Evercloud, Riverpaw," one of the guards said, "your families are at the top of the tower. Please continue on without delay."
"Thank you,"
Riverpaw said. He climbed the tower stairs as fast as he could. Evercloud could hear his own heartbeat matching the rhythm of Riverpaw's strides. Once they reached the room that housed the Everflame, their families were visibly relieved to see them. Goldenheart rushed to Evercloud and threw her furry arms around him.
"We were so worried," she said. "Where have you two been?"
"We fell asleep," Evercloud said, his voice muffled in his mother's embrace.
"What is that thing in the sky?"
Goldenheart released her son and turned her sullen eyes to her husband. Even I looked back at his wife and then to the young man he called son.
"We're not sure," even I said.
The king's words came cautiously from his mouth. White Claw came over and put a paw on his shoulder.
"It may be wisest, even, to assume the worst," White Claw said.
The king sighed and dropped his shoulders. After a moment, he looked at his friend.
"Unfortunately, White Claw, I think you might be right," even I said.
"It's the Great Tyrant, isn't it?"
Riverplot asked as he stood next to his mother.
"He has returned."
Everyone looked at Riverpaw with a mixture of pain and astonishment.
"We're not sure," even I repeated, "but I don't know what else it could be."
"Father," Evercloud said, "something happened to Riverpaw and I in the forest that may tie into this strange event." The elder bears turned their attention to Evercloud, keen to hear what he had to say. "We fell asleep by the stream and were awoken by a voice." He looked to Riverpaw for assurance, and Riverpaw nodded. It belonged to a little white mouse, and he was repeating a rhyme. Evercloud told them the rhyme. He spoke hesitantly, expecting to have his discovery brushed aside as coincidence and foolishness. He had lost the bravado he and Riverpaw had in the forest. His words seemed juvenile now, especially due to the presence of the electric orb. When he finished, he found it difficult to meet his father's gaze. He felt ashamed, as if he had just mocked the severity of their situation. The room was grim. The bears looked to Even Eye for wisdom, and he merely stared at his son. White Claw was the first to break the silence.
"Even Eye, my king, what say you?"
Even Eye looked at his friend, and as he met his eyes, he seemed to realize his place again.
"I say that I was wrong," Even Eye said. "I believe our sole purpose now should be to find the ancients. I cannot explain away that thing in the sky. Without it, it is easy to dismiss our other information as rumor and coincidence, but if that ball of light is what we believe it to be, then these rumors may be our only hope for salvation. We must find the ancients."
White Claw nodded in agreement.
"Riverpaw," Even I said, "I need you to retrieve my advisors. We need to hold another emergency meeting, and I wish for you to be there with us."
Riverpaw rose to his feet, beaming with pride.
"Yes, my king, I am honored." "Go now," Even I said, "and make haste."
Riverpaw left the room at once. Then Even I turned to Goldenheart and Autumn Breeze.
"I need the two of you to gather all the castle's servants and organize a feast to be held in the arena," he said. "I wish for the entire kingdom to be there. Tonight, we will celebrate and honor what may be the greatest quest in the history of the bears."
Even I then motioned to both White Claw and Evercloud, and they departed for the advisor's room. It didn't take long for Riverpaw to round up the advisors. Having seen the giant ball of lightning floating across the sky, they had already made their way to the castle in preparation for a meeting. As Even Eye, White Claw, and Evercloud entered the room, the advisors were waiting in their seats. The three new arrivals sat down, and Even Eye began speaking at once.
"I thank all of you for attending this meeting at such short notice," the king said. "I respect all of you very much, and your opinions have always held great weight in my mind, though as I speak to you now, it is without the intention to spark debate. I have brought you here to give forth my decree."
The bears glanced around the table at one another, obviously worried but trying desperately not to show it.
"With the appearance of this entity in our sky," Even I continued, "I have decided it is in the kingdom's best interest to prepare ourselves for the worst possibilities. I, at this time, would say two things are true. The first truth is we do not know
what the great orb is, or what the significance of its appearance is. The second truth is that the worst possible outcome is the return of the great tyrant. As I have already said, we are dealing in uncertainties. However, it would be foolish to wait for further proof before we act. So, this is what I have decided our course of action shall be. As I speak, a banquet is being prepared in the mountain arena to be attended by every citizen of this kingdom. It is to be a celebration to honor both the ancients and our champions. You, my brothers, are these champions. I will announce two things at this banquet. The first will be the creation of the Protection League, in which four of you shall have prominent roles. Fireruck, it will be your responsibility to train the bears of the mountain to defend themselves. We bears have never had a problem defending ourselves, but for the first time in our history we may be confronted with powers stronger than our own. Forest Moon, it will be your charge to construct a barrier around Grey Mountain. No longer is it safe for creatures to come and go from our home unchecked. Red River, I want you to create an armory. There may come a day when every able-bodied bear will need to be equipped for battle. Lastly, Oak Tongue, I wish you to head a communications team. We need eyes and ears all over Effenlaria so we can be fully prepared. Our small number of scouts will no longer suffice. I will oversee the league, but it is the four of you who will hold its power. Do you understand? The four bears nodded their heads. The second announcement is that I will be sending out a search party to look for the ancients, even I said. Whiteclaw will head the group, and he will be accompanied by Riverpaw and Evercloud. Riverpaw and Evercloud beamed at each other. This was exactly what they had wanted. However, others did not share their enthusiasm.
Sire, Fireruck said, is there truly to be no debate on these decisions?
No, Fireruck, even I said resolutely, and I will tell you why. There are very few facts I base these decisions on, very few indeed. It is a gut feeling, and a gut feeling is not a matter to debate. Secondly, I am king and leader. The responsibility falls on me, and so should the failures, if it is to be so. But we need solidarity. We must unite. A bear that second-guesses himself in times of action cannot lead a kingdom. No bear would follow me, nor should they. It is not station alone that leads our kingdom, but also decisiveness and passion. Our kingdom deserves my strength now more than ever. I, in turn, need yours.
Oak Tongue rose to his feet and looked at the king.
You have mine, my king.
Mine as well, White Claw said.
The other bears echoed White Claw in turn, as did Evercloud. The last to stand was Fire Rock.
My king, I have a confession, Fire Rock said. The day I became one of your advisors was one of the happiest days of my life. I was so honored to serve the kingdom alongside you. You, who had shown more courage and strength than any other bear I had ever known. I was in awe of you. But during my time on this board, you have disappointed me. Your lack of decisiveness had changed my opinion of you. I longed to see the power you had exhibited during your ritual challenges. Tonight, you have shown me you are still that bear, and I am honored to call you my king. I give to you every ounce of strength I possess. Long live King Even Eye.
Long live King Even Eye, the room echoed.
Thank you, Even Eye said, all of you. You double my heart in size. Tonight we give to our kingdom its heroes.